new group out of, you know, the Plimsolls, you've heard of them, they're packing in the people around the town, the clubs and everything, but they got a new record, man, and we'd like to invite you down. We're going to have a little party down there, and we got a lot of that stuff you like down there, you know, this stuff and that stuff. We're going to smoke and sniffing, and we got it all down there. Nice bottle of this and all, you know, everything. So we had this brandy or whatever it was. So, yeah, I guess so, man. Come on down for a minute. Why not? So here he comes. We're all down there. We got the record player set up, ready to go with the acetate a million miles away by the Plimsolls on there. It wasn't out yet. We had the acetate. And we put, that's like a test pressing of it, you know. We put that on there, and we got it all set up, you know. And then we got, you know, and so he comes in, man, and we smoke like a joint with him. And then he likes this stuff and some of that and some of this. And this is how the music business works, folks. You know what I mean? Like, you give people what they like, and we see what happens, you know. And so we're all, you know, I've never seen it like this before, but this is how it was up close, man. Everybody's, we're doing that and getting on the, he's getting way more. He's like super into it, man. He's wearing his reflector shades, man. He's like, so you want to hear the record? Yeah, man, why not? Let's hear the song. So he sits in this chair, and we got the record player, and he's got the record player on loud, and he drops the needle on, and here comes a million miles away about a Plimsoll, so this guy's going to hear it for the first time, and things starts out with a groove, and the guy, he starts shaking his head. Going pretty good. And then the song's building up, man. I see these kind of like rocking in his chair, kind of getting into it a little bit. And then the song goes to the second verse, and like he's like, looking over me, kind of not, you know, he's digging it, right? And then it gets into the second verse, and it goes to the bridge, and it's going to the chorus. And now it's the guitar solo, man. And he's got his feet up on the table now, in his cowboy boots. And he's like leaning back in the chair, and he's just like really rocking this thing. Yeah. Freaking out over there, and he's like really rocking. Now he's starting to like go back and forth. The guitar solo's built up to the big peak of the guitar solo. Because when he gets to the top of the guitar solo, we turn the volume up on the guitar and then hit the echo on it, and like, you know, it's like a bottleneck on the record, like really exciting right there. And you know, and it's like building up, building. And Larry's like rocking back and forth in his chair, and it's really going. And then right as he hits the peak of the solo, like Larry, like he goes over backwards in the chair, and he hits his head on the floor. And he's lying there on the floor like this. And the record's still playing. And we don't know whether to stop the record and see if he's okay. But then that might ruin the effect if he is okay. And then that would, so we decided to just let the record play and let him see what happens, you know? So the record just keeps playing and he's just lying there on the floor. And then it gets done, man. He's just lying there in his chair on the floor with his feet up over the chair and his head on the floor. He looks up at me and he goes, "That's a great record, man." He says, "We're going to go on that at the radio station. Heavy rotation, man. You got it." I said, "Wow." So it all worked out. And then it was a big hit there in L.A. Of course, then and later on the day, he comes up to me and he goes, "You're going to have to hire me on as a consultant." I said, "What's a consultant?" He goes, "You have to hire me on." "Well, we can't hire anybody on, man. We can hardly feed ourselves." So we never did that, and I don't know. But we did have that one record. It was pretty big over there. So here it is. Here's how I wrote it on the 12-string guitar, the way I wrote it on acoustic 12-string guitar. This is how it went. A million miles away.
streets are empty, devils no one around. Devil faces that we used to know, in other places we used to go. I'm at the wrong end of your looking glass.
Somebody told the truth, and